from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, one person is dead after gunfire rang out on the boardwalk in Long Branch last night. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is calling it a homicide investigation. It happened on the Chelsea Avenue beach near Pier Village. According to News 12, the incident happened during a concert. Social media posts and surveillance videos showed people fleeing and first responders helping someone on the beach. A portion of the boardwalk remains closed and sealed off with police tape. Remember how much rain we had in May? State climatologist at Rutgers Dave Robinson says May was the fifth wettest on record since 1895. While it might have seemed like it rained every weekend in May, that wasn't the case.
There were a couple weekends with no measurable rain at a number of places I looked at. Now, there may be someone that said, well, my little corner of the state got a shower. And again, that's the nature of our showery rainfall patterns, but not every weekend was washouts.
May's wet weather helped the state climb out of its dry conditions, according to Robinson. On Wednesday, the Murphy administration lifted the drought warning that had been implemented back in the fall. New Jersey News brought to you by Parks Casino Exit 6 off the Jersey Turnpike. See comedian Russell Peters on September 27th or funny man Brian Regan on November 22nd at the Excite Center inside Parks Casino. Visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Wildwoods are banding together to help the West Wildwood Police Department as it faces a manpower crisis.
Only 4 full-time police officers serve the small community of West Wildwood. The police department there lost half of its staff since 2023 and was taken over by the Cape May County Prosecutor's Office last year. Cape May County Prosecutor Jeffrey Sutherland said the other police departments in the Wildwoods have agreed to share officers and resources with West Wildwood. But a recent report from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police recommended disbanding the police department there because of the staff shortage and other issues. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And today is Friday the 13th. The day associated with bad luck is actually quite common. Last year, Friday the 13th came around twice, and next year it's on the calendar 3 times. Fear of the number 13 runs so deep in our culture that over 80% of high-rise buildings avoid having a 13th floor at all. And some hotels refuse to have a room 13, and some airports don't have a gate 13. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting rain clouds? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. Yes, we're talking about some rain this weekend. However, we are looking at more dry hours than wet ones by a lot, and the risk of severe weather will stay low, so nothing dramatic here. Also, today's looking fine, mostly cloudy skies, staying dry for now. Not as hot, not as humid as yesterday, with high temperatures on either side of 80 degrees. Rain is set to roll in late this evening as lows dip into the lower 60s, and then tomorrow's highs only mid-60s, thermometers going nowhere. Cloudy, relatively cool tomorrow with scattered rain in the morning. That'll be the wettest part of the weekend. Then trending drier with just some lingering showers tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, expect a few spot showers around. It'll still be overcast, highs upper 60s. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
It is currently 73 degrees in Sussex, 77 in Egg Harbor Township. Trenton is 78. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Their annual Guest Appreciation Day is today, June 13th. Enjoy unlimited rides all night from 4 till 11 p.m. for just $15 per rider. For hours and info, go online, visit them, fantasyislandlbi.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.